TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that is going to help you to become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we know that it's so important for you to develop real skills that translate to pageant success, and then we also love for you to use those skills in your everyday life. We want to make sure that this year, what's left of 2008, and definitely 2009, is your best pageant year ever. I want to remind everyone that I do have an upcoming interview with Kirsten Hoglund, Miss America 2008. That interview will air on Tuesday, December 30th. It's a fabulous, it's the most in-depth interview she's given, and she's going to talk about her year as Miss America 2008 and about her personal background and journey to the crown. And she's also going to share with you the three things you need to do to win the Miss America title. So you won't want to miss that interview with Kirsten Hoglund on Tuesday, December 30th. I also want to let everyone know about a fabulous new makeup website that has products available, makeup colors and tools. It's www.qdazzleprom.com, qdazzleprom.com. And look on the right-hand side of their website. There's a little graphic there that helps you pick out makeup colors depending on your gown choice. I thought it was a great little tool. So go to qdazzleprom.com and make your makeup selections for your next pageant. I also want to remind everyone that you can still get my Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD available for a Christmas gift, and it's still at the introductory price. If you order within the next couple days, we can get it out to you for Christmas, and it will arrive gift-wrapped, so all you have to do is throw a tag and a bow on it, and you're all set. If you're interested in purchasing it, you can go to tinyurl.com/PAG for pageant, dash, M as in master, T as in the, P as in pageant, I as in interview. That was hard to say. PAG dash MTPI. tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI, and you can get my audio CD, which includes the three-part teleseminar on how to master your pageant interview and make sure you're getting a top-winning pageant interview score. Well, we have a very exciting show planned for you today. Without question, one of the most important investments in your pageant competition is going to be your evening gown. And I get emails and questions and photos all the time from my private coaching students about which gown they should choose and which one is going to help them get that top score. Well, on today's show, we'll be talking with Kane Gillespie about what it takes to create a winning design, and he'll share his advice about how you can select a winning design for your next pageant. If you'd like to ask a question during the show or add a comment, we'd love to hear from you. If you're a current title and would like to have your name and title announced when you call, that's absolutely fine. Just let Dave, my producer, know. If you'd prefer to just have your first name announced, that's absolutely fine, too. To join the conversation and ask a question, U.S. callers can dial 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. And we're looking forward to hearing from you on today's show. Well, if you're a fan of Project Runway, which I am, or if you're a fan of fabulous pageant gowns, you're already familiar with my guest today. Kane Gillespie was a top five finalist on season three of Project Runway, and his Jonathan Kane evening wear line is produced by Wow Prom and Pageant in Atlanta, Georgia, and his fabulous Jonathan Kane shoe line is produced by Benjamin Walk Company in Manchester, New Hampshire. The Jonathan Kane studios and corporate offices are located in Norman, Oklahoma, which means Kane's all over the country. And he also does, in his Norman, Oklahoma office, does custom work for very special clients. We're so thrilled to have a pageant celebrity with us today. Kane, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. How are you this morning?
I'm great. It's actually freezing here in Texas. You know, I moved to Texas for the warmth, and this morning I was out walking the dogs. You know, I looked like a little Eskimo. I was wrapped up in my coat and my gloves and the big earmuffs. I looked like an idiot. But no, you're having ice storms in Oklahoma, right?
We are, and I was in Kansas City this past weekend, and it went from like 65 degrees that morning, and then within an hour it had gone down to like 18 degrees. It was crazy.
It is a weird year.
Yeah.
And Dave, our producer, is telling us that it's 5 degrees in Chicago. Okay, so Dave, you win. You are definitely the coldest. But now that we've got that out of the way, Kane, first of all, I want to share with everyone, some people are confused. Your full name, right, is Jonathan Kane Gillespie. Professionally, your next, the line is Jonathan Kane. Is that right?
That's right, absolutely.
So if they saw you on the show, if they were first introduced to you on Project Runway, that's why they might be confused, because everyone, you know, Tim Gunn called you Kane, everyone called you Kane. But now that we've got that fabulous detail out of the way, tell us what got you started in fashion design.
Yeah, actually, it was kind of a crazy story. My first 2 years of college were pre-vet, and I worked at a vet clinic from the time I was 15 till almost 20, and you know, I ended up, I always loved art in high school, and my sister, who competed in beauty pageants in the Miss Tennessee USA and Miss Tennessee America systems, she actually got her wardrobe from a small store in Nashville, Tennessee, and they were looking for someone to be a sketch artist for custom designs and for custom bridal gowns and things like that. And art was always huge in my background as well all throughout school, but didn't think I wanted it as, you know, my total career. So I applied
right.
for the position and got the position, and then became a sketch artist, and then quickly loved it and became a buyer for the store, and then ended up deciding to change my major from pre-vet to fashion design. So it was kind of an interesting little mix of stories of how it all happened, but really I owe it to one of my sisters for being so heavily involved in the pageant world.
That is awesome. So you started out as a vet tech and became a sketch artist, and now everyone knows your name.
I know. Isn't it retarded? It's really crazy.
It is.
I know. I love it. I love it.
So tell us how you got onto Project Runway.
Well,
because don't you have to audition for that? Don't they have those huge cattle call auditions where everyone and their hamster brings something to look at?
Absolutely. Tens of thousands of people audition across the United States, and they have 4 cities that they designate as the open call audition cities. And I actually went and auditioned for season 2. I auditioned the person right behind Chloe Dow, and who, of course, went on to win season 2.
I remember her.
Yeah, and I went on to the final round of interviewing in front of Tim Gunn, and then I got cut. And, you know, I just went home and kind of reevaluated and was like, okay, you know, treat this like any other, you know, situation in life. If something doesn't happen the way you want, then just reevaluate, see if it's important to you to go back and try again. And if so, then do it. And I went back for season 3 and ended up being the only person to make it on the show from Chicago. I went to the Chicago auditions. And, you know, I just went back with a totally different mindset and just, you know, confidence of going back and attitude of going back, of knowing that I needed to be on this show. And I even, you know, had a little bit of an argument with Tim Gunn in my final interview. But I was just kind of like, you know, this is the deal. This is, you know, what I need to be doing. And Tim had actually said, because I took 3 very elaborate, gorgeous pageant gowns that I had made, and or evening gowns, and Tim was like, but Kane, these aren't real clothes. He was wanting to see, like, you know, Banana Republic mass production things. And I said, Tim Gunn, these are real clothes that pay my real mortgage, and I have a waiting list for girls that want me to make a custom gown for them. So these clothes are valid real clothes. And he literally just, like, took a step back and was like, okay, well, there you go.
You know, I have noticed, that's an interesting point, I have noticed that they really kind of seem to look down their fashion noses at pageant fashion. I have to say, I love Michael Kors, and I think he's a very talented designer and excellent judge on the show. But I'm kind of tired of him critiquing a gown and saying, it's too pageant, like it's an insult. They do kind of really not seem to understand that pageant fashion is real fashion, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, girls are more and more turning to the red carpet for designs and inspiration as, you know, their major look at what they want for the stage. And that's something that I think a lot of people are finally starting to realize. But, you know, it's, people still like to poke fun at pageants and, you know, have these preconceived notions of what they think a pageant gown is, when in actuality, if they were current at, you know, any of the major pageants, especially the televised ones, then they would understand that the gowns are things that are very similarly worn on the red carpet.
Right. The gowns in the elite pageants, without question, are much more red carpet than they were 10 or 15 years ago, and I think they're more au courant. I totally agree. So, of course, we all watched you and cheered for you. I have a couple of questions that I've gotten from our listeners, and many of our listeners want to know, what was it like to have to think up a design and actually sew it within such a short period of time? It must have been really stressful.
You know, it was very stressful, but for me, it was just, I mean, it was exactly my cup of tea. I mean, I love the whole stressful atmosphere and having the pressure of getting something done. I used to own a formal wear store here in town, and I did some things there as well as answer the phone and give people directions and, you know, check people out. I mean, it literally, it, during prom season, our busiest season, I mean, we would have 20 girls in a little 1,500 square foot store and all of their family and, you know, whoever was helping them shop that day. And, like, literally, it was a huge multitasking situation anyway. And there were some days where I had 20 girls picking up prom gowns that I had to do all the alterations on, and that was, you know, 7 days a week. So every day I was, you know, working and sewing, doing things. So
now, your sewing skills seem to be one of your strengths on this show, because even if Michael Kors was dissing it for being too pageant, quote unquote, he was always admiring your sewing technique, because they were always extremely well made.
Well, thank you. That's one thing that, you know, I did feel very confident about once I got there. I was unsure how confident I would be until I got there on that aspect, because, you know, I know there's incredible sewers out there, but the thing is, it is hard to find a designer that does know how to actually sew and actually construct a gown that's going to be judged and judged on the fit as well. So, you know, I've learned a lot in my 10 years of professional sewing experience, and, you know, that totally was a huge key for me doing well on the show.
Yeah, because some of the designers, especially early on in any of the seasons, some of them might have great conceptual ideas, but they can't construct a garment to save their poor little lives, and it really does show. But let's talk about some of the challenges. Obviously, you won the challenge where you had to design a gown for Miss USA to wear in the Miss Universe pageant. Tell us about, and of course it was a stunning gown, tell us about your inspiration for that gown, because I don't think it looked quote-unquote pageant at all. It was definitely a red carpet design. Tell us about it.
Well, that's what I wanted. And for Tara, you know, she's such a beautiful young lady, and literally she just is so much fun to work with. And as soon as I saw her, I just literally, of course, I'd seen her. I was the only contestant that had seen her be crowned Miss USA. And I immediately remembered the gown that she won in and knew kind of what her taste was that she liked. And listen to every word that she says or said about what she wanted or what she was kind of thinking. She gave us some pointers without exactly describing what she wanted. And, you know, I think a lot of the other designers really didn't listen to their customer, which I think is one of the most important things when you're designing for someone, is listen to every little detail. And, you know, for me, it was very easy. I mean, she was a little bit more on the petite side, so I knew I wanted something very long and slim, but yet she also did not really want to slip, because she wanted to wear some really higher shoes to give her that hype on the international stage. And, you know, so that's why I decided to do the bustled bottom, yet in such a light fabric, because a heavy fabric on her would have been, I think, a little bit too much and cumbersome. So that was the first thing. And then, you know, another thing I noticed was she said she wanted earth tones, which I love, but I wanted to give her a little bit of color as well, because she had such a beautiful golden blonde hair. I didn't want anything to kind of blend in with her. I wanted her to have such a unique color that I had never seen really before on the Miss Universe stage, and that's why I chose the iridescent silk organza over a brown silk. So you still got a lot of that, those earthy tones, but it had that flick of, you know, the royalty color purple. So it was really, really nice to incorporate those and then put the intricate couture beaded lace around the neckline, so it gave it that really unique couture feel that really kind of framed her gorgeous face.
You know, it was an excellent choice and a great combination, I think, of design and fabric. I agree the fabrication was absolutely stunning and you know, just a great choice, especially on stage. I think it really kind of it did look iridescent and multidimensional, even without having dimension to the fabric itself. I'm assuming, and tell me if I'm wrong, did she wear the actual gown that you sewed during the challenge, or did you guys remake it for the Miss Universe pageant?
No, she actually wore the exact same gown, which was interesting because my model that second challenge was Katya, and she was a good size six. I mean, Katya's a very tall African-American woman whose shape was completely different from Tara Conner's, even though they both had gorgeous shape. So I actually, after the end of taping of the show, they kept me in New York for a week and a half, and I met with Tara one day. I had basically a day to take the gown apart, it back together, which if anyone out there knows anything about silk or ganza, it's not a good idea to do that. But we ended up, luckily we were making the gown a little bit smaller and to fit Tara, it's just the proportions had to be changed a lot, lengths and things. But yeah, it was definitely interesting to have to do that, and especially in a day. But I got to spend more time with her, and she was just a hoot and a half to work with. So, you know, it ended up working out, and honestly, I felt better about the fit at Miss Universe than I did under the pressure and requirements of Project Runway to make it in 2 days with $300.
Yeah, obviously most pageant gowns at that level are $5,000 and $6,000 easily, some of them over $10,000, and take months to make. So it's kind of shocking to think that you can do a gown that is so stunning and beautiful and carries so well at the Universe stage in such a short period of time. Were you happy with the ultimate design of that gown? Is there anything you would have done differently?
You know, honestly, I really don't think I would have. I mean, for the time, I mean, when I look back at Miss Universe that year and the top five, I mean, I love that it stood out so much because it was completely different from any other design. And, you know, the fact that it just performed so well and she performed so well and, you know, made top five out of 77 countries and, you know, I could not have been on a higher cloud at that point. Like, for me in my career, that was one of my proudest moments. And you know, I was elated when she made the finals and then top 10 and then top 5. So, you know, I couldn't have been more proud.
That is just awesome. Well, we do have a fan of yours on the phone. We are having Chris Wilmer, the fashion editor for V Magazine, is calling in, and he wants to congratulate you on all of his success. And Chris, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, Valerie. How have you been?
I'm good. How are you? You've been on the show before, haven't you, Chris, as a guest?
Yes, that's right. We with Miss United States, Brittany Williams.
Right, and that was an awesome episode. And you have worked with Kane or been familiar with his work, is that right?
Yes, Kane and I are becoming very good friends. How are you, Jonathan?
Very good. How are you, bud?
Good. We've had Jonathan now 2 years in a row. I'm on the board of Virginia Fashion Week, and he's been our headliner. And just every year watching his development, I just wanted to call in for a minute and just say how proud I am for you. You were talking earlier, Valerie, about, you know, sticking to his guns, you know, when people were calling, you know, his dresses too pageanty or whatever. But, you know, he's got his niche and he's got his ways and he stayed with them and he really did turn it out. And every year you see his designs. I know a number of people who have dress shops across the country who are... The buzz is that he's the up-and-coming designer for gowns. And I guess my question is, Kane, how is it that at your higher-end prom line that you have, I see a lot of the girls, especially in our pageant system, they're now pulling from the prom lines and wearing them for pageant competition. Is that a new trend, or do you see this a lot as well?
I definitely do, and it's one of those things, it becomes, you know, even more pivotal for a designer to stay ahead of the times and ahead of the trends and create amazing gowns at more affordable price points. And it's just part of being in the competitive world of fashion design. Everyone wants something that looks more expensive than it actually is and to feel beautiful all at the same time. And that's one of the key things. Luckily, we get to do with, you know, fabricating these gowns and sometimes the joys of, you know, the pricing and everything of production overseas. It does help a little bit on, you know, creating incredible gowns at really affordable price points, more in the $400 to $800 range as opposed to over a grand for sure.
Mm. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Great job.
Thanks, Chris, for calling in, and I hope you have a great week and a very wonderful holiday season, and we look forward to hearing more about the United States pageants that are going to be held in 2009. I know they're going to have a great year. Thanks for calling in.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
It was such a nice surprise.
Well, we're talking with Kane Gillespie about his fabulous evening gowns and shoes. And if you're interested in learning more about Kane and want to see his latest collection, which is stunning, just visit his website at www.johnathankayne.com. It's time for a short break, but before we go to break, I want to remind you about the Glam It Up event January 23rd in Las Vegas. To get your tickets, just go to the show website, www.pageanttalkradio.com, and scroll down to see the Glam It Up flyer and click on the graphic to order your tickets. It's going to be a great event. We're going to go to break right now, but be right back with you in just a moment with more of Kane Gillespie on Pageant Talk Radio.
They have brains, they have beauty, and boy, do they have talent. For the second year in a row, you do not want to miss TLC's four-part reality series, Miss America, Countdown to the Crown. The series will capture the excitement as 52 contestants live together and face off in challenges that will help them prepare for the pageant. Each one-hour episode, hosted by Junkyard Wars star Tyler Harcourt, will follow the contestants as they navigate through a series of competitions that will help them prepare for the pageant and prove they have what it takes to be a modern-day Miss America. This year, the stakes are higher than ever. Viewers at home will have the power to vote four contestants directly into the top 15. Tune in starting Friday, January 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific as 52 contestants compete to have the ultimate crowning moment. The series will lead up to the Miss America pageant live on TLC from Planet Hollywood Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, January 24th. Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.